We're doing the book of Iyov. We're up to what's called the 34th chapter, the 17th Pasuk. And Bildad HaShuchi, our last speaker, until God comes to the scene. Bildad HaShuchi has started answering Iyov. And he was in the middle of the second part of his speech. And he said to Iyov, you know, God doesn't need to hurt you. In 1 second, God could just destroy the whole world. And in 1 second, He could destroy you. So, God doesn't get any kicks out of making you suffer. You can't speak about God as though His intent is to hurt you. That can't be so. Because there's no one stopping Him, and if He really wanted to, He'd just wipe you out. So, He says, if you really have understanding, so listen to what I have to say. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Ha'af sone mishpat yachavosh. And you'll say that God hates justice, and therefore he doesn't care if you're righteous or you're wicked. He leaves everything to the laws of nature. Is that true? Does that make sense to say that God... who is really just, and to say that he gives everything to the hands of nature. Ve'im tzadik kabir telshia. And is it right to take the powerful, just one, to take God, and say, he's wicked. He's just given everything to the laws of nature. It makes no difference what kind of life you lead. Is that fair, Iyov? Ha'amor le'melech belial. Is it fitting to tell a king that he is a derelict? Rasha el nedivim. And is it fitting to tell the nobles, the philanthropists, that they are wicked? How much more so to think that about God? Asher lo nasam pene sarim velo nikar shoa lifnei dal. But God, he doesn't play favorites. Even when it comes to his officers, he doesn't care. Velonikar Shoa. Shoa is a philanthropist, a noble. God says he never plays favorites and says, well, he's a noble, so I won't hurt him. You don't find that with God. Kima se yadav kulam. God pays each back the way he sees fit because they are all his creation. So, in front of God, there's no difference whether you're a king or a simple person. God is ruling everything. Rega yamutu vachatzot lailam. God can suddenly send a plague, and when it comes time, in one moment, people die. And when God sends a plague, it doesn't matter if you're rich or poor, those that God wants will die. And God doesn't play favorites. And God doesn't care how much money you have in the bank when a plague hits town. Yegoashu am v'yavoru. The nation is just those that have to. They drop dead. It could be the middle of the night. Suddenly people pass from the world. And if they're passing from the world, obviously God saw fit, saw that they deserved it. Ve'yasiru abir lo ve'yad. And they themselves remove whatever strength they might have thought they had, because it's over. Ki einav al darcheish, because God looks at how we behave. Not like you said, Iyov, that God doesn't care. And that God can't be involved. No, God does look at how we lead our lives. And when a person sins, so then Hashem sends a cause for him to be destroyed. And it doesn't matter if he's wealthy or poor. V'chol tzeadav yireh. And God looks at every footstep that a person steps. En choshech v'en tzal mavet. Darkness doesn't affect him. You can't say, I do it in hiding. There is no hiding from God. There's no place where people who want to do evil can hide. God sees what's going on here. Kilo al ish Yasim od, because God doesn't punish beyond what a person deserves. A person has to understand ki lo al ish yasim od. God does not place more on a person than he actually deserves. Lahaloch el el bamishpat, that a person should say, let me take God to justice. Let me take God to court, because he's making me suffer more than I deserve. It's not so. You can't take God to justice, because God never does anything that's not just. So Hashem is looking at the details of what you're doing. Now, he's alluding to what he feels Eov is doing improper, the way Eov spoke, the things Eov said. But right now, he's just saying, you know, God doesn't do things that are unfair. You have questions. He hasn't yet answered all the questions. He's in the middle of talking. Pasuk Chaf Dalet. Yaroa kabirim locheker. Yaroa, Hashem bashes kabirim, people who were powerful, locheker, beyond what you can see, beyond what you could research, so to speak. They're exceptionally powerful, beyond where the human eye sees. Their power extends above and beyond. And Hashem bashes them. Yaroa, Hashem bashes kabirim locheker, people whose might is beyond, so to speak, it's infinite. It's beyond a number. Vayamed acherim tachtam, and God establishes other people in their stead. So Hashem has his decisions, who's going to stand and who's going to fall. Lachen yakir ma'badehem, because Hashem knows their actions, because Hashem knows what people are doing. Ve'hafach laila ve'yidaka'u, and so to speak, in the split of a moment, in one night, suddenly they're wiped off the face of the planet. Ve'yidaka'u, and they're cut off from earth. Tachat resha'im sifakam bimkom ro'im, because they were wicked. Tachat resha'im, because of their wickedness. Sifakam, Hashem, so to speak, hit them. Hashem broke them down. Bimkom ro'im, in a place where other people can see. Hashem sometimes puts a person, so to speak, on a pedestal before he knocks him down, so that other people will see and learn a lesson. Asher al kein saru me'acharav, and the reason why they're lost, why these people are destroyed, is because they've left the way of God. V'chol derachav lo hiskilu, and they didn't choose to know any of God's ways, meaning Hashem has many ways in which a person can go, and kol derachav, all of God's ways, even one of them was not fit for them. They wouldn't go in any of God's ways. This is an important point, guys. There isn't only one path that God wants us on. That's what Eov is saying. Bildad is saying here, v'chol derachav, all of the paths of God. God gives us multiple choice. You don't have to go down one path. The path that's right for Mr. A is not necessarily the path of service of Hashem for Mr. B. But within all of those paths, v'chol derachav lo iskilu, within all the paths that God affords us, and there's a breadth of space where different people can find their path within Avodat Hashem, the service of Hashem, within all of those, lo iskilu, they didn't find any path that they wanted to go on within the worship of Hashem. Yeah?
So, do we know that when God raises us very high, he's not just joyous?
Again?
How do we know that when God raises man really high, he's not just joyous?
Oh, it might be, right? A person always has to wonder, right? It's true. Yes.
Okay, so we do have this idea, though, that you're supposed to walk in Hashem's ways, right? Like it says, he's considered merciful. Be merciful. But isn't he also called jealous at a certain point? Now, that doesn't mean we should be jealous, right?
Right. It's an excellent question, but not for now. Okay. It's a good question. Okay, we're going to have to pick up over here. We're in the middle of his speech. He hasn't yet answered your questions. He's only starting, so we'll pick up here next time.
It's preferable to be on a lower level than a higher level.